dived. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a what?
Belly buster, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, I think so. The children were out on the grass turning
somersaults.
All right, let's think of the word swim for a minute. If you say something like this, the children like to, in the big creek, what would you say?
Swim.
All right. And if you're talking about something you've done, you would say, I have
swam
there myself, okay. When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for
paying cash or a bonus.
Okay. Let's think of the word drown. Someone who got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he was
drowning.
You would say he was doing what?
Drowning.
All right. And if you were telling someone, you'd say he got
drowned.
After he went down for the third time, you say he
sank.
Let's stick with that one word.
He drowned.
Uh-huh. I wasn't there. I didn't see him.
Drowned.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawled.
All right, let's think of the word climb for a minute. If you say something such as this, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
My neighbor blanked it last year.
Climbed.
But I never have
climbed.
All right, let's think of another situation. If a child wanted to trick you, he might hide behind a couch. He'd go back there and
hide.
All right, let's think of the word down with it. He'd go back there and he would
lay down.
All right. When he jumped up, he might say
boo.
All right, would he say anything else besides boo? Something similar to that.
Here I am.
Okay. If she walked up to an altar and she stopped walking, you might say she... Well, let's think of praying for a minute. In praying, you say she did what down and prayed?
Kneeled.
All right. If you're tired, you say, I'm going to down on the bed.
Sit down on the bed.
Well, let's think of a reclining position.
Lay down on the bed.
Okay. All morning, he
lay
in bed. All right. Let's think of the word dream for a minute. Talking about something you saw in your sleep. This is what I
dreamed.
And you might say, too, to someone, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And think of the word... this word for a minute. If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you do what?
Stomped.
All right. If a boy sees a girl at church and wants to go home with her, he says, may I
escort you home?
All right. Let's say he's in an automobile. What might he say?
Drive you home. Or take you home.
Okay. How would you... probably say it if you met a friend of yours and that person needed a way home.
I'd be glad to take you home.
Okay. Would you ever say Carrie?
No.
I'll take you home. Would you, if you were in a grocery, what would you say if you were going to pick up some packages and take them to the car? How would you say that?
I will carry them.
Okay, so for that, for a package, you would say carry. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow, and what do you do to it?
Pull it up.
All right.